And now, a warrior for the Word of God and the Constitution of the United States, a Marine Corps veteran, a Harvard-trained attorney, Bishop of the Called Churches, and founder and president of STAND. Staying true to America's national destiny, the voice of the awakening, your host, Bishop E.W. Jackson.
Welcome, everybody, to another edition of the Awakening Podcast here on American Family Radio. Great to be with you again today. I have to tell you, folks, I've had some exciting things happen the last couple of weeks because I've been in Poland and Israel, and maybe I'll have an opportunity to talk to you a little bit about that, but I'm certainly glad to be back. I prepared those programs in advance, so I'd have those in the can before I left, but I am back with you now. This will be posted shortly after it is recorded, and thank you all so much for your prayers and your support and everything. I really believe that the prayers of the saints allow me to do those kinds of things that I do them safely and come back safely. It was just a wonderful opportunity. I'll talk to you about that later. But today is Share-a-thon. And I'll tell you, folks, when I was on daily and I did this 3 days, it was really exciting. It really was, because it's just exciting to be a part of helping to keep the network moving and helping to keep the American Family Association, a family of ministries, moving. And so now I'm doing that as a podcaster on American Family Radio for now, and enjoying every moment of it. And so let's talk a little bit about Share-a-thon, shall we? Folks, I've worked with many organizations. I've been pretty much a nonprofit entrepreneur most of my life, but I've worked with many organizations, and sometimes worked with them in sort of consultant or staff roles. And while I'm not here, obviously, to disparage anybody, I have to say that I have not had a more fulfilling, enjoyable experience than what I've had at American Family Radio and working with the American Family Association, with people, with Tim and Walker and the family and the staff and all of these folks. I mean, I can't say I've ever been treated better. I have to say there have been times I haven't been treated nearly as well, but like I said, I'll leave that aside. But it has really been a joy to work with them. And I hope I can do this for as long as they and the Lord would have me do it. And folks, obviously, I enjoy it personally, but on a more, shall we say, cosmic level, I am fulfilled because I know that I'm involved with American Family Radio and the American Family Association with an endeavor that is actually helping to save the country I love. I don't have any doubt about that. In fact, I am convinced of this, folks. American Family Radio, American Family Association, in spite of all of the opprobrium heaped on them by, some of these crazy leftist organizations that who believe that if you're a Bible-believing Christian, you are by definition a hater, a bigot, blah, 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 blah. I mean, you know the whole spiel. And I have to tell you, folks, and it pains me in a way to say this. It really does. There are a lot of conservative organizations out there that would not have me doing commentary for them. Because even though they are conservative, they've sort of bought into homosexuality, they bought into same-sex marriage, they're afraid of abortion, they're afraid to denounce it as baby killing, none of that. They won't have any of that. I know that American Family Radio and the American Family Association are committed to the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help me God. And no one has to be afraid or ashamed to come on the air and say so. And so, folks, as I've said before, and we have continued, I said I would do this, and I had been supporting them before. And I said, even if I weren't working for the radio station, which I'm not now, at least a daily talk show host, I said, we would continue to support American Family Radio and the American Family Association. And my wife and I do. We do. We support regularly. When we have Share-a-thon, we give, and we're monthly givers. So, folks, I really believe in what they're doing here. And again, I don't think there's any other entity in America where you actually have First Amendment freedom practiced as the founders intended, rather than, you know, gesturing toward it like, oh yeah, we're big believers in it, but at the same time censoring people who you just don't want to have heard because you don't believe that they're sufficiently moderate enough in the way they express themselves. This is the kind of organization we as Christians should want to support and frankly must support if we're going to maintain our First Amendment liberties in this country. Because otherwise, even many so-called conservative organizations will compromise them away. So I hope that you all are ready to give today. The number is 877-616-2396 to call to make your pledge to give. You can give on the air. You give on the telephone, I should say, not on the air. You give on the telephone. I'm sure you all know that from time to time we will have our listeners call and give their testimonials. So you're going to hear some of that. And by the way, I will be on for 2 hours live tomorrow. From 3 Central to 5 Central tomorrow, or 4 to 6 Eastern time, depending on where you're listening. So I will be on live tomorrow for Share-a-thon with Alex and Bert and Abraham Hamilton III. And so I'm looking forward to a good time tomorrow. But when I say tomorrow, actually, if you are listening to this program on Wednesday, April the 9th, I will be on live today, not tomorrow, but today. I'm recording this the night before, but today at 3 o'clock Central Time, 4 o'clock Eastern Time, for a couple of hours with those wonderful Christian gentlemen. 877-616-2396 is the number in order to give on the telephone or www.afr.net. That's www.afr.net. Now, I want to come back to this. Let me just say, and there's so much to say, but let me just say, folks, you know, you all know, I'm sure, that the American Family Association is doing so much. I mean, one of the organizations that we sponsor is 1 Million Moms. And, you know, that's an organization that was began to give moms an impact on the decision making that is happening, that is affecting their children, affecting the schools their children go to, affecting their communities. And they want, and to stop the exploitation of children in the entertainment media as well. All the immorality and the violence and the vulgarity and the profanity and all the garbage that they're pushing toward our kids. 1 Million Moms is dedicated to that. And that's one of the organizations sponsored by American Family Association. And there are many, many others. 8 Days of Hope is an organization right now with all the storms and things that are happening in the Midwest. 8 Days of Hope is out there helping. And that's one of the organizations that we have helped as well. And for pro-life efforts and pro-family efforts, filmmaking, I recommend it very strongly to you all because I watched it, A Culture Warrior, about Don Wildman. Powerful, powerful film. In His Image is another one that was made, I guess, a couple of years before that, but that we recommend. So there's just so many things that the American Family Association is doing, again, to try to help save this country. That I could use up the whole program, literally just listing them and talking about each one in turn. So I won't do that. I will be on with you later today. If you're listening to this on Wednesday, I will be on with you live for a couple of hours for Share-a-thon. So folks, 877-616-2396 is the number. And you know, we have offers because of donors who agree to match what is given up to a certain amount, and then gifts that'll come to you if you give on a monthly basis at a certain level. I won't go into all those details now. I'll do that when I'm live with the rest of the team. But you can go online at AFR.net and learn all of that anyway if you give online. And if you call 877-616-2396, I'm sure the telephone counselor will tell you exactly what the offers are at that moment, at the moment that you call. So you can get that information quite easily. Again, 877-616-2396, and then online, AFR.net. Well, I said, in many ways, this is, frankly, folks, this is the First Amendment frontier right now. This is the First Amendment frontier, because even in conservative circles, you have conservatives who are not biblical worldview conservatives backing off of issues because, frankly, they just compromised on them, but they don't see them from a biblical perspective. And I've said many times, I used to get invitations to a lot of places, but I know that the so-called LGBTQ mafia, once they blacklist you, once they put the word out on you, because of the amount of influence that they have in most of these places, I mean, they can really do a job on you. And I've seen that happen throughout my life, frankly, as a conservative activist. But I've also seen it happen in the media, and that is rather sad. It doesn't happen here, let me tell you. It doesn't happen on American Family Radio, because we don't believe in that. So there are a lot of things going on right now that, frankly, other than my own program — I have a program myself, of course, that I do every morning — and this podcast, and my speeches and things that I'm doing around the country, I don't really have an opportunity to fully express myself to a platform, on a platform that would reach maybe people who don't necessarily know me or haven't heard of me, because they don't want me to be able to express myself. They don't want me to be heard, because again, they've got their homosexuals that they use, and they've got their transgenders that they use, and all of that. I to this day, I don't understand how you can bring Bruce Jenner on and have him on there pretending to be a woman, but then saying, but we don't want people like Bruce Jenner playing in women's sports. And he's agreeing, of course, and I'm glad he's agreeing with that, but as if, so we've done some great thing. So you're affirming, in a sense, the lifestyle, but then you're saying, but we don't agree with the implications that others see coming from it. See, folks, that'll never work. That will never work. Because when you talk to Bruce Jenner and you talk to him as if he's supposed to be a woman, you are acknowledging, and you call him by a female name, you are acknowledging that this man can become a woman. And then you want to, in the same breath, say, but wait a minute, the woman he becomes cannot play women's sports. You all see there's a contradiction there. And frankly, they don't want people like me on who will call them out on that, who will say that. Well, here on American Family Radio, you can say that, because it's the truth. It's the truth. And we're not saying it to insult people. We're not saying it to try to harm people. We're not saying it because we hate anybody. We don't. But it's the truth. And Jesus said, you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. And folks, we need more of the truth, not less. You know, here's the way we view the First Amendment. And sadly, this is probably a minority view. This is undoubtedly a minority view among the lamestream media. It might even be a minority view among some conservatives, sadly. But it's this. the way to address speech that you don't agree with is to express that disagreement. It is not to censor the people you don't agree with. It is not to tell them they should not be heard or tell them they are not allowed to speak. It is to express your point of view so that you are heard as well. Now, I understand that in private entities, they have a right to determine what goes on their air and all of that. I understand that. However, if you claim to be a neutral entity, see, we don't claim to be neutral here. We are a Christian organization. We are committed to promoting the truth of God's word. So we don't even pretend that, you know, we are a neutral platform that anybody can come on and say anything they want. We don't pretend that. But that's what the mainstream media pretends. Did you hear Jake Tapper say when he was interviewing some conservative, I think somebody from the Trump administration, who said, called him, said, you and your leftist colleagues, and he says, I'm not left. And I mean, you could just issue a great big loud guffaw to hear that. I'm not left. Oh, please. What are you, Jake? You're neutral? Of course, I realize that these people are so deluded that they actually believe that they are the neutral. They are the neutral mark, and that everybody else is off. But now neutral for them is leftist. So anybody who agrees with them is also neutral. They are right in the middle. It just so happens that all the people that they think are way, way off happen to be conservatives. But that's just a coincidence, because they're right in the middle of the road. I mean, it's laughable. It is laughable. And so they don't want people like us to be heard at all. I mean, I have argued, while we have love and compassion for these people who are gender confused, we really do. We pray for them, and many people get delivered from that. But I have argued that the reason why we are where we are right now is that once we accepted homosexuality, not me meaning you and me, but we meaning as a society, through the Supreme Court and through many state legislatures and so forth, once they accepted homosexuality, embraced it, if you will, as normal, good, right, subject to the same privileges that men and women have together, that in other words, two men can get married, two women can get married, and that's good and right and normal too. Once we accepted the abnormal as normal, once we accepted the deviant as acceptable, well, we basically opened the floodgates. And so the notion is like I said about Fox, I mean, having Bruce Jenner on but calling him by a female name to argue that guys who claim or think that they become women shouldn't play on women's sports, I mean, is utter hypocrisy and a contradiction in terms. So, but once you've opened that floodgate, what's next? So basically what we're saying is, let's keep the door closed completely. We should, you know, I proposed a constitutional amendment to overturn the Supreme Court decision in Obergefell that accepted so-called same-sex marriage. I've recommended a constitutional amendment to overturn what the Supreme Court did. How many outlets do you think want me to say that or would allow me to say that? Precious few. And I'm on one of them right now, if there are any. And I'm on one of them right now. Even some that might claim to be Christian. Mm-hmm. Even some that might claim to be Christian. So, folks, when you give to American Family Radio and the American Family Association, I mean, you really are supporting something that is unique in our country. Sad that that's the case, but that is the reality, that it is unique in our country. Not simply as a radio outlet, but unique as a Christian radio and communications outlet too, because again, many entities that might call themselves Christian don't necessarily want you to say the things I've just said, even though they are undoubtedly true. Because they don't want to upset people, and they don't want to, and young people might not get it, and all this crazy stuff that is just completely unbiblical. I guarantee you, Jesus never, ever changed his message A, but he certainly never changed it because, well, I want the young people to follow me, so I'm not going to talk about that. Or I want some of these scribes and Pharisees to follow me, so I'm not going to talk about that. And I want everybody to join my movement. So I'm going to tell my disciples, now don't talk about this. Don't talk about that. People might not like it. Yeah, no. Here, we just tell the truth. I mean, so 877-616-2396 is the number to call in. And go to American Family Radio, AFR.net, if you want to give online. So, for example, now, we just had a very sad incident take place where a young man was stabbed at an event where he was apparently in the wrong tent or somewhere that maybe he shouldn't have been, this kind of thing. And it happens that the young man doing the stabbing was black and the young man who was stabbed was white. There has already been raised through GoFundMe $200,000 for the young black man who murdered this young white guy. $200,000. Now, folks, first of all, let me just say, if I may put on my lawyer hat here for a second, apparently, he was in the wrong tent. The young black kid was in the wrong tent. He was asked by, and forgive me, I don't have their names in front of me at this moment. I thought I did, but I'll get them. But this is the essence of the story. He was asked by the young white guy to, you know, said, you know, you don't belong in this tent. You know, leave. And apparently, again, these are still early. We may get some, shall we say, amendments of these facts as things come out. We don't know for sure, but based on the story we know right now, what we do know is that the guy who told him to leave did not have a weapon, and the guy who stabbed him took out a knife after he either told him to go or reached out his hand to escort him out or pushed him, something. But folks, let me just say, as somebody who believes, and so they're going to try to use self-defense justification. Let me just say, as somebody who believes in the right of self-defense profoundly, I don't think God expects you or me to allow somebody to just foolishly, stupidly take our lives if we can defend ourselves. I don't think he expects that. It's one thing for me to give my life as a Christian in a situation where I'm asked to renounce Jesus Christ at the expense of my life, and I say no, and I say, well, then I would rather you take my life than to renounce Christ. That's one thing. But just having somebody come up and hurt you, kill you, rob you, no, you got a right to self-defense. But folks, if you get into a verbal confrontation with someone and they push you or they grab your arm, you don't get to shoot them. In other words, there's proportionality and escalation in the doctrine of self-defense, where if somebody, say I'm somewhere somebody doesn't want me to be, and so they say, Bishop Jackson, you got to go. EW, come with me. And they grab my arm. I don't get to pull out a gun and shoot them. I can pull away. You know what? I don't even get to punch him. I can push him back if that, because it's proportionality. Now, if I push him back and the person reaches and pulls out a knife and I have a gun, now that's taken it, that you've taken it to a whole new level. But if I push him away and then the person comes back after me, at me, and just and grabs my arm and try, and I push his arm away, I mean, and he grabs me, say, by my arm and says, try to pull me out the door or out the tent or whatever, I don't get to shoot him. I don't get to stab him for that. You get to stab somebody in the heart because they've insulted you or offended you. That's what that amounts to. And the fact that $200,000 has been raised for this kid who killed this innocent boy, because in my view, come on. Again, he had no weapon, he had no knife, he had no gun. What is the justification for stabbing him in the heart? He pushed you? Should he have pushed him? Probably not. Probably not. If that's what indeed happened. But you don't deserve to die for that. So, do you know the mainstream media would never say to you what I just said? For one thing, they're racist. They're too busy, just like the $200,000 would suggest. But you and I both know that if that had been reversed, we might even be having riots right now. In other words, if the white kid had stabbed the black kid in the heart after the black kid pushed him, we might be having riots all over the country right now. And I know I'm not exaggerating to say that. But you get it the other way around, and he raises $200,000 in a matter of days. I mean, folks, the First Amendment protects my right to say that, not to protect anybody's right to say that. There's something fundamentally wrong here. And we know it's race that's driving it. I mean, come on. I mean, he'll be able to pay for the finest defense, and I don't have a problem with that. But really? Look, I don't enjoy saying this because I think it is a tragedy for any demographic for which this is true. Black men constitute 6% of the American population and commit 52% of the murders. Yeah, I know, folks. It's sad. That's the way it is. Okay, the kid killed, the young man killed, his name is Austin Metcalf. Austin Metcalf. And the young boy who killed him, his name is Carmelo. Now, this is just, I mean, it's tragic. Yeah. Anthony Carmelo, 17, who killed Metcalf, also 17. And his father also claims it was in self-defense. But we'll see. I practiced law 15 years, folks. I don't see it. I don't see it. And why do you have a knife, a blade with you? Apparently this was some kind of football game, I guess. Why do you have a blade with you at that? You're 17 years old. So, I don't know. But we shall see. But you and I both know, if we're going to be honest about it, you and I both know that had this been the other way around, the response would be entirely different. You think you'll hear anybody say that on CNN, MSNBC, NBC? Maybe Fox and Newsmax, maybe. Yeah, maybe. Good chance. And maybe some of the other podcasts, but that's why American Family Radio is so important. Where the truth can be told. And it can be told without dilution, equivocation, racial bias, just the truth. So we'll see. Kid is sick or disabled or has some kind of problem and there was a violent attack that we've not yet become privy to, got a very hard time making the case of self-defense in a situation like this, because you don't get to stab somebody in the heart because they touched you. So, and it's tragic because you got, because I think what you're going to end up with is one life lost and the other life ruined. Now we'll see. We'll see, because it depends on what jury they get and all of that. Because, again, if you get a biased jury that decides to do nullification, which sadly has a long history in our country, where that's what happened in the O.J. Simpson case, where the jury just decides, well, we don't really care what the facts are. We've decided we're going to declare this person innocent and let him go. That's another matter. So, but we shall see. But again, we've got to be able to talk this stuff through, because, see, folks, I am committed to this notion of bringing Americans together across racial and cultural lines to uphold Judeo-Christian values and principles. That means principles of truth according to God's word, which means I don't care where it falls. Good for Republicans, good for Democrats, good for black, white, brown, yellow, red, whatever. If we're going to use skin color as some kind of measure, well, I don't care. What I care about is it right? Is it right? I mean, just like we've got Harvard right now doing remedial. Wait a minute. You get admitted to Harvard and you have to have remedial math? Well, then how did you get in? Again, I don't care whether you're doing that for white students, black students, brown students. If you're supposed to be an elite university that is bringing in the best and the brightest, why in the world are you bringing in people who need remedial math? And where are these people coming from? I don't know what the demographic is. I don't know whether it's racial or not, but that's the whole point. I don't care. What I care about is that there is one standard of excellence to which everyone is held. And that we don't favor people based upon the amount of melanin in their skin. But again, I think sadly, even with Trump in office, the venues in which you can say this kind of thing are diminishing. And we're continuing to hold up the banner of truth. You know, George Washington once said, all we can do is hold up a standard to which good and honest men can repair. The rest is in the hands of God. And that's what AFR is doing. We're holding up a standard to which good and honest people can repair. If you are really interested in the truth, that's what we're offering here. And we don't care whether we ever get the approval. I've said many times, and I'm not including myself as brilliant, folks, so please don't imply that, but we've got some of the most brilliant, accomplished people on this network that you will find anywhere in the United States of America. You ever wonder why you don't see them popping up more? So here again, if the standard is excellence, they meet it. If the standard is eloquence, they meet it. If the standard is being well-informed, they meet it. But if the standard is, don't bring all the Christian stuff and God stuff to the table because we don't want to hear that. So the standard is not really excellence. The standard is not really eloquence. The standard is not really, really information. The standard is tamp down all on all of that Christian biblical stuff because we just don't want to hear that. Well, that's why American Family Radio is so important, because we need to hear that, and they need to hear that. Whether they like it or not, they need to hear it. So once again, folks, the number is 877-616-2396 to call in and give, and AFR.net if you want to give online. Okay, let me hit a couple of other things here because there's some good things happening in the country right now. First of all, let me just say, folks, on these tariffs. Now, some of these billionaire hedge fund managers are ridiculing Donald Trump for his tariff strategy. The last time I looked, folks, Donald Trump was not dumb. The last time I looked, he was not dumb. In fact, I've said this, and I don't say this lightly, and I don't throw this around lightly. I really think Donald Trump is a genius. Now, that doesn't make him perfect, and that doesn't mean he gets everything right, but I really believe that Donald Trump is a gifted man. He is a genius on some things, and the negotiation is, in my view, is one of his genius capabilities. You've got 70 countries right now vying to negotiate with Donald Trump. He's taking all comers. He's even talking to people in Iran, which, you know, in the normal course, you say, why is he talking to Iran? Because I think Donald Trump is willing to try to reason with anybody. Understanding that if you betray him, or you lie to him, or you mislead him, or you try to take advantage of him, there's going to be a price to be paid. And he'll make you pay it. I believe that. He will make you pay it. And I'm not talking about going to war with people, but whether that price is economic, or that price is a military strike, or that price is financial, banning you from our markets, or whatever, there's going to be a price to pay if you violate his goodwill. I trust Donald Trump over these hedge fund managers any day. Remember the last couple of days, man, they were going crazy. Oh, my goodness, the stock market is tanking. Donald Trump is ruining the economy. And then a day after that, suddenly the stock market skyrockets up because Donald Trump has made clear that we're willing to talk. But look, folks. And this is why I love this. I mean, I am loving it. I am loving it. And in full disclosure, my wife and I are not millionaires or billionaires, but we've got money invested in the stock market. We're making some adjustments to make sure that we're not investing in anything that is against our principles. So obviously, we want, like anybody else, we want our money to work for us and we want it to grow. But I am enjoying this because, folks, in my view, if he can get this done, it is the end of globalization. It is the end of this globalist cult that somehow wants us to be beholden to the world. And let me just say this to you, folks, because, again, nobody, I haven't heard anybody else say this. Others have probably thought it, but nobody I've heard publicly say this. The reason why we've been running trade deficits with pretty much every country in the world, with a couple of exceptions, Israel being one of them, because they've already made clear they want to get us to parity. They want to end the trade deficit between our countries. And our relationship with Israel, I just found that going, is really mutually beneficial, even though Israel is a minor country in terms of population. They are a major influence in terms of their technological ability. And we benefit from that by having close relationships with Israel. But look, the reason why this is developed this way is that the whole world has an attitude that America owes the world, that somehow we are the wealthiest nation on earth because we've exploited others, because we've stolen from others, because we had slavery, because we stole land, blah, and on and on and on it goes. Let's not talk about these other countries and the things that they've done. Let's not talk about their sins. Let's not talk about their shortcomings, their totalitarianism, their tyranny, their abuse of people, their torture of people, their mass killing of people and genocidal intentions toward people. Let's not talk about that. No, let's talk about America. See, so we deserve to be exploited. We deserve to have to be disadvantaged on the world trade platform. We deserve it because we're bad. We're a bad country. The world's in rough shape primarily because of us. What a load of horse manure that is. America is the wealthiest nation on earth. America is the most militarily prepared nation on earth, even after Biden's absolutely incompetent management of our military. We still have the greatest military on earth. We've got a lot of work to do, obviously, and Pete Hegseth is in the process of doing it. But we are the most productive, the most inventive, the most innovative, the most technologically advanced nation in the world because Americans believe in hard work. We believe in being rewarded for our work. We believe in ownership of that intellectual property that we generate and we create. We believe in productivity. We believe in inventiveness. We believe in innovation. That's what freedom produces. So we're not the greatest country on earth because we're genetically superior people. We're the greatest country on earth because we have a system that rewards productivity, rewards hard work. We protect private property. We protect ownership. We encourage and reward risk-taking. We're not richer than any other countries in the world because somehow we exploited the world. No, China's busy doing that, thank you very much. In fact, the fact of the matter is, the world is richer because America exists. Because our productivity has inspired the world. I mean, the fact of the matter is, these impoverished countries and their corrupt leaders, even though they don't want necessarily to have the American system because it means they have to give up absolute power over their people, they'd love to have our wealth. They'd love to have what we've got. They're jealous of it. And Trump steps up and says, you know what? We don't owe the world one blessed thing. And we're not going to be exploited, and we're not going to be talked down to, and we're not going to be treated as if somehow we're the world's pariahs and we deserve whatever we get, and we should just allow other countries to exploit us and take advantage of us because after all, we're bad. No. Look, I've said before, you compare America to heaven, we fall far short. But you compare America to the rest of the world, and there's not even a contest. Thank you very much. I'll take my country over any country in the world. And I happen to have a deep affection for Israel. But I don't want to live in Israel. I'm an American. And We don't owe the world an apology. The world owes us a debt of thanks. And what we're seeing is Donald Trump manifesting that attitude in reordering the whole trade system in the world, at least as regards to how we're going to respond to it. And I think he's absolutely right. If we get these weak-kneed folks to stop trembling every time anybody says, oh, this is going to destroy the economy, and oh, what are we going to do next? If we get those people to just give the man a chance and let these policies begin to take effect, I think we're all going to be benefited by it. I am buoyed by all the entrepreneurial investment that is coming back into the country, because they know if they try to manufacture in another country and send it to America, they're going to face these high tariffs, whereas if they manufacture in our country, they won't face them at all. And all this time we've been lectured to about free trade. It's never been free trade. It's been unfair trade. And we have presidents like Clinton and Obama signing these agreements that basically give away American jobs. So thank you. Thank you, President Trump, for taking a stand on this issue. And these people who are just, you know, going crazy need to get a backbone. We've got egg prices down. We've got energy prices down. Food prices down in general. Interest rates going down. For the average American, everything is moving in the right direction. The stock market goes up and down. That's what it does. Because, by the way, you can quote me on this. And the stock market is also subject to manipulation for financial and political purposes. So let's just be real here. The Trump haters are going to hate. And if they can use the stock market and they can manipulate the stock market and they can sell off and make money and try to destabilize Donald Trump in the process of doing that, do you have any doubt that they'll do it? So I am not, and none of us should be governed by what the stock market says or what these analysts say about, oh, this is going to be devastating and this is going to be terrible. Trump loves this country, and I believe he's always going to do what's best for it. And I'm sure that when President Trump started this process, he had already played out the chess game 10, 20, 30 moves ahead, knowing what's going to happen. So he said, yeah, there might be some disruption. There might be some discomfort. But in the long run, this is going to be great for our country. I believe that. And I'm glad to see wealth coming back to America, manufacturing coming back to America, and all these entrepreneurs who have been making plenty of money taking their businesses overseas and impoverishing the American people while money leaves our country and goes to support people overseas instead of staying here and supporting the American people, while we get more and more and more in hock and they get wealthier and wealthier and wealthier. I'm tired of that. We need to break that cycle. And I think President Trump's external revenue administration is just exactly what is needed to help pay down this deficit and pay down this debt and get us away from, what is it now, $33+ trillion in debt. We're paying nearly $1 trillion a year in interest. Folks, that's unsustainable. And you can't get there by doing what you've been doing before. Insanity is to keep doing the same thing over and over again, expecting different results. You can't do it. Frankly, this is the most cogent answer I have heard for dealing with this. The only other thing I would add is maybe some kind of flat tax or consumption tax to get the IRS off the backs of the American people, which would be a great thing. But you can't do that with the stroke of a pen or an executive order. I mean, that's a long process to do that. But I think long term, that's going to be a great idea. Because instead of all that productivity going to respond to the demands of this gigantic bureaucracy we call the IRS, that and paying accountants and paying lawyers and that money could be going to productivity, to create jobs, to invest. So, but President Trump is definitely on the right track. I've got to go. Folks, this is Share-a-thon, and I encourage you to get involved. 877-616-2396 is the number to call to make your pledge, to make your contribution, or you can go to afr.net. I hope I've made the case, as I have many, many, many times, that this organization is a unique one in America. And in my view, it is indispensable to trying to save this country while preserving our First Amendment liberties. It is indispensable. And I'm not saying other organizations aren't doing great work. I'm not saying that at all, folks. But I'll tell you, this is the platform where the truth can be told without apology, and we're doing it, and we're going to keep doing it with your help, with your prayers, with your financial support. We're going to keep doing it. So God bless each and every one of you. I love you. I thank you. I am so grateful to you, because what we're doing would not be possible without what you do. So thank you so very much. Well, you know what to do, folks. I'll be with you live here in a few hours. So be sure to stay tuned in to American Family Radio. And in the meantime, stand up, step up, speak up, refuse to back up, because we cannot be defeated if we will not quit, because we are on God's side. God bless everybody.